In the past, once you had reached a certain level or a certain status, it was incredibly difficult to bring you down. Whether it was because we didn't have up-to-the-minute news updates on social media or a 24-hour news cycle to feed, or maybe society back then was just more forgiving. Whatever the reason was, people used to be allowed to make mistakes. America's always been viewed as a forgiving country. We like to watch the meteoric rise, the inevitable fall, followed by the redemption story. The inevitable fall, it's what makes you relatable. It makes you human. In the 1980s, Mike Tyson was the most popular athlete in the world. At the time, he could seemingly do no wrong. Then he goes to prison for sexual assault. His first meal after he gets out of prison was the grilled ear of Evander Holyfield. Mike Tyson goes from being beloved to being controversial, universally loathed. But over time, America forgave him for his sins, and Mike Tyson, he's built a nice career for himself. It takes time, takes many, many years to build the reputation and respect that gives you the level of status where mistakes won't necessarily be career ending. People are more willing to give you the benefit of the doubt. Well, that's how it used to be. That is no longer the case with this current climate that was built by social media and the mainstream media. Reputation no longer matters. Decades of conducting yourself with integrity doesn't matter. If you violate one of the woke commandments, which are constantly changing, but if you violate one of the woke commandments, the punishment's always the same. There is no trial. There's no need for lawyers. You don't even get the benefit of telling your side of the story. All it takes is an accusation and boom, life without parole. Your career is over. For over 50 years, Cale Gundy has built a pristine reputation in Oklahoma. He was born and raised in Midwest City, about 30 minutes from the University of Oklahoma in Norman. He spent 4 years as their quarterback. Once he graduated, spent a few years coaching at UAB. Then he returned to Oklahoma in 1999. Now, most people outside of Oklahoma never heard of Cale Gundy. Heard of his brother, Mike Gundy, who's the head coach at Oklahoma State. But unless you live in Oklahoma or you're one of the thousands of recruits over the years who's had the pleasure of meeting Cale Gundy, most of us are unfamiliar with him. Until, of course, he violated the first woke commandment. Thou shalt not commit mythical racism. Key word, mythical. We talk about mythical racism all the time here on the channel. There's a reason in most cases I use the term mythical racism. It's exactly what it sounds like. Fake. Mythical. In this Cale Gundy situation, this is a prime example of mythical racism. Now, just in case any of you guys are unfamiliar with this story, Cale Gundy resigned from the University of Oklahoma Sunday afternoon. He's been an offensive coach at the program for over 20 years. Like I said, he has built a spotless reputation, evidenced by the overwhelming support that he's received from former coaches, former players, in the aftermath of this decision. Last week, he was leading a film session and noticed that one of the players just wasn't paying attention. Kid was texting on his iPad. Now, Cale Gundy did what most teachers would do in this situation. I know my younger viewers can't relate to this, but the rest of you can. You guys remember before cell phones, when we used to pass handwritten notes back and forth during class? If the teacher busted you and intercepted the note, what would she do? She read the note to the entire class. It was a way of discouraging students from doing it. Maybe if you knew the consequences of passing notes was the note being read in front of the entire class, you wouldn't pass notes during class. They used to call that discipline. Well, that is exactly what Cale Gundy did. But instead of a paper note, it was a text message on an iPad. So he reads the message in front of the team. But there, one small problem here. The message included what Cale Gundy described as a hurtful and shameful word. The mainstream media is calling it racially charged. The shitfucks in the mainstream media, they won't come out and say it. And this is just pure speculation on my part. But let's be real here. It was the N-word, okay? Now, it's important to remember, Cale Gundy was not the one who used that word. He didn't use that word himself. He was reading a message that the player wrote. And in a moment, perhaps of anger, He slipped up and read it himself. Now, this could happen to anyone. Does it make Kel Gundy a racist? No. Do I think any of the players were offended by this? No. According to Gabe Eichert, who hosts Big 12 Today on SiriusXM, and he has connections to Oklahoma, he spoke to many players after Kel Gundy resigned. None of them wanted him to quit. Former players like Joe Mixon have come out in support of Kel Gundy. Matter of fact, it's been nothing but universal support. Not one person has anything bad to say about him. Not one person has accused him of being a racist. Now, the question throughout all of this has been, why did Kel Gundy resign? If players didn't want him to quit, if players were not uncomfortable in this situation, why did he resign? Now, if you listen to the shit fucks at USA Today, this resignation was necessary. Kel Gundy needed to resign. This was needed to comply with the new standards. What are those new standards? When it comes to the woke commandments, you are never allowed to be in violation. New head coach Brent Venables, he missed a golden opportunity here. This will be his first season as a head coach. He's a rookie, and he's already making rookie mistakes. No one knew about this incident until Kel Gundy issued his public resignation on Twitter Sunday night. Now, this incident happened some point last week, so the story remained behind closed doors for several days. But you already knew the thought process taking place at Oklahoma. Now, I'll admit, I'm not entirely familiar with the school, but if Oklahoma is anything like 90% of other colleges and universities in this country, they've been baptized in the woke bath. They participate in woke bath Wednesdays, and it's possible they're down with the butt bongo. So you already know the thought process going into this. What if one of the players leaks this anonymously to the media? We will be accused of mythical racism. Oh, we can't have that charge on our record. We will never be able to recruit black players ever again. This is the point where Brent Venables missed an opportunity to make an impact, to do the right thing. This entire offseason, Brent Venables has been preaching to his players and his coaching staff about doing things the right way, winning the right way, conducting yourself on and off the field the right way, making the right decisions. He had two choices here. He could stand by his coach, a man who's built a solid reputation, a man who is respected throughout Oklahoma, or he could bow to the woke shit fucks. Not only did Brent Venables bow to the shit fucks, he then tries to cover up his crime. I told you guys yesterday morning, I ain't buying that Kel Gundy resigned. I didn't believe that bullshit when I was initially sent this story late Sunday night. I didn't believe it when I briefly looked into it yesterday morning, and I damn sure don't believe it now. For starters, Brent Venables released a statement where he completely threw Kel Gundy under the woke bus. Kel Gundy admitted that he read this racially charged word one time. I believe him. Makes no difference at this point whether you read the word once or twice. He's already lost his job. What reason would he have to lie? But according to Brent Venables, Kel Gundy used this word multiple times. Oh, it was so painful to my players. I must protect these precious children from the mythical racism of this evil old white man. Reason number two, I don't believe this bullshit. Check out this now deleted tweet from Kel Gundy's daughter. Huh. Why would he tell players to keep quiet about this? If Kel Gundy was not forced into submitting his resignation, what other reason would Brent Venables have to keep his players quiet about this? If players were so offended and the program and Brent Venables was making the right decision, wouldn't you want the public support of your players? Doesn't make any sense to me, but what the hell do I know? Over the last 48 hours, I've spent a lot of time reading local media in Oklahoma. I wanted to see how fans were reacting to this news, but I also wanted some real information. You can't rely on national media for shit like this. Most national outlets, They are just running with the mythical racism story. I'm traveling to Norman next month for the first game of the season. I want to be invited to the local butt bongo festivals. Let's pretend this is mythical racism. But local media can be different in situations like this. You can often find nuggets of truth in local media. These are people that live in the area. They have inside contacts to find out what's really going on. They can expose this obvious cover-up. Jim Traber. Jim Traber is a longtime sports radio host in Oklahoma City. Former Major League Baseball player, played baseball at Oklahoma State. He's got deep ties in Oklahoma. According to Jim Traber, Kel Gundy did not resign. His ass was fired. This was a forced resignation. If I had to guess, and this is just speculation on my part, but if I had to guess, Brent Venables didn't want the blood on his hands. He didn't want the bad press or an automatic bad reputation with the fan base for firing a beloved head coach of over 20 years. So instead, he concocts a story that Kel Gundy willingly resigned over this egregious mistake. Oh, his conscience just wouldn't let him go on. So he concocts this bullshit story, and then he expects us to believe it. That way, Oklahoma appeases the woke shitfucks who would no doubt call for Kel Gundy to be fired, and he appeases the normal people by claiming Kel Gundy willingly resigned. But KC, if that's the case, why did Kel Gundy go along with it? I don't know. Maybe he's being financially compensated. Maybe he was given hush money, or maybe he'll be paid to sit home this season. Or maybe, just maybe, Kel Gundy is a man of integrity. He didn't want to cause any further distraction to the program that he loves, the program he has spent his entire life building. Probably a combination of both. But what's being lost in all this? How come no one's talking about the kid who's actually using the word? If this word is so racially charged, if this word is so offensive, how come no one's talking about the kid who said it? This entire offseason, Brent Venables has preached about doing the right thing. In the very first situation where he has an opportunity to practice what he's been preaching and show forgiveness to a man who made a mistake, Brent Venables fucked it up. How many players do you think trust him now? Players loved Kel Gundy. How many trust Brent Venables? How many donors, alumni, longtime fans in Oklahoma, how many think Brent Venables is now the right man for this job? This was a simple decision to make. Admit Kel Gundy made a mistake, stand by him, forgive him, and move the fuck on. But no, 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 no. They were too worried about the woke shit fucks. Good luck with that mentality, Brent Venables. Let's see. That mentality has worked out for absolutely no one. Maybe you'll be the first. But let me know what you guys think. I believe Kel Gundy was fired, with Brent Venables trying to cover up the situation to make it appear that he resigned. What do you think? Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.